This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Group, we got five more minutes left, and you hadn't even gotten into the bowel statistics. Bill Gates is making his main focus the bowel. That he believes will be the new big profit center because they helped screw it up so much with the BT corn and the rest of it. Get into some of those numbers that tie into the oxy powder.
Well, you know, I've always said that everything starts in the bowel. All the chemicals that are out there, all the toxins in the water, the food and everything, the main exposure point is the bowel. And that's really been the focus on my research in finding out what the root cause of all disease is. Every single thing comes in through the bowel. So that's been my focus, is to keep the bowel clean. One of the things I wanted to do was let people know exactly how stopped up America really is. Some of these statistics, less than 50% of people have one bowel movement a day. And by the way, the attack on the bowel traces back. That's a whole nother show. But this has all been done by design because they know how important the appendix is. They know how important the bowel is. And they know if they clog the bowel up, they cause leaky gut syndrome. All of that stuff is going to be directly into the bloodstream. They know the liver's going to be...
You mean the government that put ISIS in control to kill 300,000 innocent Syrians might want to hurt me? They're not nice.
The government really doesn't know about it. We're talking about the
social engineers, the real government.
The Club of Rome. We're talking about the real, you know, the real deal guys that everything comes down upon. And that's why Bill Gates is getting into the bowel thing right now, because he knows... Also, and they know that they want to destroy the bowel. 100 million people in the United States suffer from constipation. People spend $800 million a year on constipation relief products. There's 700 or more varieties of over-the-counter and prescription laxatives available. Now, prescription laxatives and over-the-counter laxatives, guess who owns that? See, we talk about pharmaceutical companies all the time. I mean, as far as prescribing drugs, but the whole other arm of pharmaceutical companies is the OTC drug arm. All of the things that you do not need a doctor to prescribe. And those are just as profitable, if not more profitable, than the drugs prescribed by the doctors. That's why the flu vaccines and the flu shots, too, are so profitable, because doctors do not need to prescribe them. And that's why the psychotropic drugs are so profitable, because any doctor can prescribe those without any type of lab work, without any type of diagnostic testing, without anything that costs money and that has some form of traceable documentation. So all these things really have, you don't need to go to the doctor's office. You don't need to have blood work done. You don't need to have MRIs done. There's nothing traceable. You come in and you say, I'm biting my fingernails. Well, you have obsessive compulsive disorder. Here's some psychotropic drugs for it.
Everybody's got a mental illness, and the state's going to take your rights away to keep you safe.
So listen to this. A $50 billion a year industry just on prescription drugs. Lipitor, $7.2 billion last year for the pharmaceutical companies. Nexium, antacid drug, okay? $6.3 billion. The list goes on, and these are just the top 10, actually, of the prescription medications. You have Abilify, well, antipsychotic drug, $4.6 billion. Asthma inhaler, $4.7 billion. Let's do all the chemtrails in the air and get everybody on having asthma problems, and let's sell $4.7 billion in asthma drugs, cholesterol-lowering drugs.
That's right, and have the government do it in a secret geoengineering program paid for by taxpayers, and then Bill Gates gets part of the money because he runs part of the program. And that's on record.
No, I know.
These people are scientists of evil.
Scientists of evil, and what they're banking on is that the general public will not know or never find out how easy it is to eliminate all the conditions that they have and address the root cause of their problem, which is too many toxins and chemicals coming in, cleanse their body, build their immune system, and resist.
Well, Dr. Group, you're going to be back on the Nightly News with a special report after the news tonight at about 7:30 with Anthony Gucciardi. Everybody should take advantage of the 48% off the Oxy powder when you get it with the vitamin B12 and the Super Male or Female Vitality. That special will end tonight. We're going to pull that special down. InfoWarsLife.com. Get it today and start your road to recovery.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
We're coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios, deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. And coming up in a few minutes, George Norrie, the second most syndicated talk show host in the world, behind Rush Limbaugh. Good friend of mine, been going on his broadcast now for, hard to believe, 12, 13 years. He is joining us to talk about the waterfront. I want to get into these attacks in Europe and the call to take our liberties and pass SOPA and CISPA to restrict freedom. I thought we're going to stand up against threats and not get rid of free speech. We're going to get into health news and so much more. In fact, I know George Norrie, back when they had the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, was the only national big host to say, hey, we shouldn't have a government law making you take a shot. And he was pointing out that this was medical tyranny. And that got turned around. We had the anthrax shots, killing troops, turned out those were very toxic. So I'm going to get George's take on what we just covered in the last hour first, because I know he's done a lot of research on that and interviewed so many virologists and medical doctors. record amounts of flu this year, record amounts of people getting the flu vaccine. And I showed the London Guardian last hour where they admit it's not the right strain. It doesn't protect you. They've never guessed the right strain. So we'll talk to him. But I want to start going to the studio and folks in there on the control board. Leanne McAdoo is a great reporter and researcher, but she's also helping run the show today. She's there with Joe Jennings. Leanne, I briefly wanted to get your take on that last hour, the mystery illnesses directly linked to the flu vaccine, the neurological disorders off the charts. This is bigger than profit. This is about social control. What was your take on that?
Well, I just think it's insanity that they keep pushing the vaccines, even though they're like, this is, it's not going to protect you from this year's flu, but get it anyway. And it reminds me of when we did that undercover report, and they were telling me, I said, you know, I think I'm pregnant. Should I still get the flu shot? And she's like, yeah, you know, it has the thimerosal in it. Mercury is good for you, apparently. But looking at the vaccine insert, they admit that they haven't tested how the flu will affect fetal development. It hasn't been tested on people younger than 5.
Exactly. And until 6 years ago, every insert, every doctor said never. Anybody who has kids knows this. Anybody who's had a wife knows this. A pregnant woman never takes a vaccine because it's linked to all sorts of deformities, all sorts of miscarriages. It's just known, but they tripled down a few years ago and said, you know what? Pregnant women need double.
Exactly.
In fact, get 2 flu shots. I mean, this is so evil. What do you think's behind it, Leanne?
It must be something evil because I mentioned that in the report as well with the H1N1, and they were recommending women get 2 shots. And then they had record amount of spontaneous abortions. They were calling these miscarriages of pregnant women because they were giving them double doses.
Well, it's the UN program. They've been caught in India giving them shots that make them have miscarriages. And that's what this is. And they just cover it up. I mean, this is so evil. People ask, how did Nazi Germany happen? It was kept covert. The average German really didn't know what was happening at the end of the war. Folks thought they were making it up, but it turned out they were naive. Some of them live right next door to death camps and just believe the cover story. Leanne, thank you for your take on that. We've now got George Norrie of CoastToCoastAM.com on the line. He also hosts a popular television show. He's on shows on Sci-Fi Channel, you name it. And he joins us to cover the waterfront of what's happening in the world. First, as you heard, George, you're a newsman, a 2-time Emmy Award winner in your own right. What do you think of the state of the world right now in general? And then I want to talk about the flu some with you and then shift gears into some other issues.
Wow. Alex, first of all, congratulations on your new television studio. That's exciting, isn't it?
It is. I can't wait next time you're in town to have you here, my friend.
I will do that. But I got to tell you, the state of the world, it is in such a state of flux. Something that you and I have been talking about for years has become reality. And the clandestine things that are being done, the manipulation, all of that is happening right now in monumental strides, You and I have talked before that not every story that breaks is a conspiracy. But you got to look at all of them and say, who benefits, who profits, why is this happening? And that's what's going on this planet right now. It's almost as if we can't keep track of how much is occurring worldwide. It's a wonder that people are so frustrated. I have been talking with some guests of ours on Coast to Coast, one in particular, psychiatrist Dr. Peter Breggin. And, you know, he is so opposed to pharmaceutical medicines and what he believes is overprescribing of America, and he's right, but my question to him was, Peter, as a psychiatrist, why are people so uptight? Why are they so upset about everything? And he said, just look at the state of affairs. People are on the edge of their seats, and they're waiting for the other shoe to fall, and they can't handle it anymore.
Well, George, you're absolutely right. And if you look at what they've medically proven, scientifically proven, that mammals, but other animals as well, know when tornadoes coming, when an earthquake's coming, sometimes days before, birds and seals navigate by the Earth's magnetic field. We know humans do that as well, and we have a sixth sense that is picking up that there is a real evil behind this global government. And now we've gone from most of what we would cover 15 years ago being denied to now so much of it is in our face. Yeah, your television does listen to you and watch you. Watch what you say. You know, Samsung came out and said, yeah, we are recording everything. Shut up. But other companies do it as well. Stuff that is so bizarre. Yeah, there's a box in all the cars now that have been made the last 10 years worldwide. We're going to start taxing you by the mile. We're going to track you. Yeah, you know what? We did put cancer viruses in the shot. It killed a bunch of people. Big deal. I mean, I can play clips of the inventor of the polio shot saying that. Why do you think they're flaunting it in our face so much? Because it's the best of times, worst of times. They're flaunting it, but people are waking up. But then they say, what do you do about it?
Oh, that's exactly why they flaunt it. It's one of those situations where they flaunt it because they believe there's nothing we can do about it. They're not correct, and they'll find out. But they do. They just lay it right out there for you. In the old days of what we did, Alex, on radio and on television, it wasn't that evident. It was there. It was an undertone. And, you know, the Bilderberg meetings and the things that were so secret, the Bohemian Grove that you infiltrated in such a great way, those were done very quietly in those days. You know, now, you know, things are coming a little more forthright because they just don't care anymore. They figure, you know, there's nothing these people can do, so let's just do it and be done with it. Are secret things beyond that still going on? There's no question about it. I mean, there was a report today that billionaire George Soros may have helped fund the Ferguson uprising in my home area of the St.
$33 million.
Yeah, $33 million. How could you spend that kind of money for demonstrations and stuff? But you know what? Who knows?
I'm glad you raised that, George, because I know you don't get into just, you know, political bomb throwing. You just cover the facts and let folks make their own decision. But George Soros, just every time you turn over a rock or something bad's happening, he's there. I mean, what is his problem?
He is there, and God knows how much money he has to play with. Jeez, it's incredible. But you know what? These people, Alex, are so bored with their own lives that they've got to screw up everybody else's in order to get their little jollies. It's truly unbelievable. I mean, you would think that people with this kind of wealth would enjoy themselves and simply just have a nice life, help other people. But, you know, this clandestine stuff that they do and this uprising and let's create more strife and, you know, let's put the wedge between people. I mean, it's ludicrous. It really is. It's sad, actually.
Well, the good news is he's getting identified. There's so much to get into. I've got questions on the economy, on what happened in France, on the move to reintroduce CISPA that's now happened yesterday. There's so much to cover, but I love the wild card, George. What do you want to get into first here today?
Well, there's so many things that have been going on, Alex. And first of all, I want to continue to congratulate you for doing the things that you've been doing that have been cutting edge. I thank God years ago when I got that one phone caller from a coast-to-coast listener and an Alex Jones fan who came on my show and said, hey, you gotta have this talk show host Alex Jones on. And I didn't know who you were at that time. And I'm going, what do I want to put another talk show host on my show for? And he said, trust me, do some homework. And I did. And I remember inviting you on for the first time. And I bet you were shocked when that first call came and said, we wanted to put you on Coast to Coast.
I was. Most talk show hosts are complete egomaniacs and only care about their own narcissism. But I know that you were more interested in the story and actually getting the word out. That's why I also interview other talk show hosts, because it's just so interesting. And Michael Savage has had me on his show some. He comes on my show. I think we're the only three national talk show hosts. You guys are obviously bigger than I am in terrestrial radio by several light years, being by tens of millions. It just gets back to we're into freedom and into having a real debate versus just being the biggest ego in town. And I think the American people have that same worldview, they don't care about the egos or the names or who's the best. They only care about getting their basic freedoms back because people are really concerned. And no amount of martial law garbage or race war stuff that Soros is trying to stir up will fix it, George.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And your listeners, Alex, and our listeners at Coast to Coast, and many of them cross over, are so intelligent, so into it. I'm proud. When I go on the air every night, I'm proud to know that the people who are listening to my show, the people who are listening to your show, are on it.
They're a lot smarter than I am in many cases.
Oh, my gosh. When I go to phone
calls... George, stay there. We got to go to break. I'm going to come back.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, there's tank cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with nauseous constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Can run on for a long time, run on
for a long time.
George Norrie, coasttocoastam.com, host, is our guest, and we are picking his brain today. George, I want to get your take, because I know you watched it closely and covered it, on the attacks in Paris. You know that when I was a guest on your broadcast just about a month or two ago, I went on to predict yet again, it's not hard to predict it, that the fact that the West helped ISIS and Al-Qaeda get a base in Syria and Iraq, that they would then begin attacking us. I'm not saying the government runs it, but on record, they helped give them a new base and then gave them weapons. So now we see moves to take our basic freedoms, to censor the internet. Give me your take on the Paris attacks, the tragic attacks, and I want to ask you the question, does this signify a new asymmetrical 9/11 situation?
Well, it's amazing that we seem to get in bed with people who turn on us, Alex, after we've helped them and fund them. I mean, Al-Qaeda, for example, they were the Mujahideen in Afghanistan when they wanted to get the Soviet Union out at the time. We, of course, funded them and Osama bin Laden. And look what they did. They turned on us with knowledge, of course, by so many people within government. In this particular case, you're absolutely right. ISIS, who many of these whack jobs are members of, were financed by us. You know, we wanted to get Assad out of Syria, and we wanted to continue to do what was going on in Iraq. So we funded them. And these people got a little too big for their britches and started doing things on their own. And now the entire Middle East is up in arms over all of this. The Paris situation was sad, and I've talked about it on our program quite a bit. It's tragic, but I've got to tell you something. The magazine, you know, I believe in freedom of speech. These people are entitled to do what they want and say what they want without fear of somebody trying to shoot them or kill them because of their views. I mean, God knows, look at what you and I have said on the air over all these years, but we have that right to say that. But there comes responsibility with that. There comes consequences with that. And by, you know, making these, what I believe to be cruel pictorials of the Prophet Muhammad, they've attacked Jewish people, they've attacked Catholic people, in this magazine in a very cruel way. I don't find it to be humorous at all. You're going to create some problems and you're going to create animosity. So the big question is would this Paris event have occurred had this magazine not kept pushing its cartoonish figures on Muhammad and continuing to inflame radicals who are already whacked out? And my answer to that is probably not. These, you know, people would have been alive, and then it festered into the delicatessen shootings and everything else. But there's no question there's mass hatred out there of the Western world and people who have freedom. But a lot of that it goes both ways. And, you know, sometimes I think maybe as a country we should simply say, you people handle your own problems and you get out. And I'm going to cite Saudi Arabia for an example. We deal with Saudi Arabia for one reason. They have oil. Saudi Arabia may be one of the most despicable countries on the planet. They behead people. They chop off arms if you rob something. And we put up with that. If that happens in any other country that we're not getting anything from, we either go in there and try to attack them or take them over,
sure,
or sanctions, you name it.
Sure. Saudi Arabia may be one of the only countries as bad as North Korea. I mean, if they catch a woman driving a car without authorization, until a few years ago, they would execute them.
Yeah, or lash them and everything else. It's crazy. So,
where are the feminists complaining about radical Islam in Saudi Arabia? They don't do that. They just criticize men wearing pants in America.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the women in those countries who do complain, they get muffled pretty darn fast. I think what this Paris episode is showing us is that it's going to happen again. And it's going to happen in the United States. It's going to happen in other countries as well. You know, the line has been drawn. And the radicals who hate us are going to do what they do. And this is sadly going to happen, I think, for the rest of our lifetime. And
George, I want to talk about this eternal war, like the war on drugs they're calling it, getting ready for the next big wave. They say it's, quote, metastasized, and it's going to be much bigger. How do we stop that from taking our basic liberties as is being pushed right now? George Norrie is our guest. Stay with us. We've also got some medical news and other things coming up. There is so much to cover. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind.
Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo's where I'll be.
Amarillo's on my mind.
Amarillo by morning. A lot of folks ask me what I stand for. I'm really pro-life, and that's beyond the abortion issue. I value life, human life, animal life. I value due process. I don't like gangs. I don't like bullies. I like transparency in government and corporations. I like a fair shake, a level playing field. The world's never been a perfect place, but if you don't fight for a level playing field, you will be screwed over. You will be enslaved. George Norrie is our guest, and that was my next question for him. That's where he went before I even asked it. They're saying get ready for a, quote, metastasization. That was the Justice Department 2 days ago in the Associated Press. It's like the war on drugs. It'll never end. So the border basically stays wide open, and these terrorists have Facebooks and say what they're going to do time and time again. They're on no-fly list because good parts of agencies put them on there. Then they're still allowed to fly around. It's clear they're being used, radical Islamists and others, to take our freedoms. Meanwhile, Homeland Security admits their main training is for veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, which in the Justice Department's own crime statistics have the lowest level of antisocial behavior and criminal activity. I mean, you can go to a Tea Party event, folks, and drop a wallet with $1,000 in it in the middle of them. Nobody's taking it. Everybody knows that. And these implications in the news, the Tea Party's going to kill cops. They're going to blow stuff up. Get ready for the bombs. If they ever start staging this stuff and saying the Tea Party did it, it's pretty obvious. I mean, George, you're a newsman. Before we got to talk radio 20 years ago, there at the Nighthawk out of St. Louis, and we're then number one, and then got picked up to host Coast to Coast, and they've done a fabulous job since Art Bell retired, I should add. It took the show, I think, in a great direction of covering more politics and analysis and also the fun stuff, the interesting stuff, because I like to hear about comets and, you know, what an old lady saw in her backyard. But looking at this, isn't it obvious, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, give me your take on this, when they're like, patriots are going to blow stuff up, patriots are going to nuke a city, those conservatives, they're terrorists, and there's none of it going on, nothing happening, no evidence. You covered Oklahoma City when it happened, clearly bare minimum. A provocateur and false flag. But in your own words, they're getting us ready, they say, for a war with the Tea Party as if we're the terrorists. I mean, how ominous is that, where they're trying to criminalize opposition to socialism in this country? Do you get concerned they can stage false flags and blame it on patriots?
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, I'm not, as you well know, Alex, I don't think that there's a conspiracy under every rock. But they do happen, and you do have to investigate it, and you do have to weigh the possibilities. For example, years ago in the 50s, I mean, they sprayed biologicals over the people of St. Louis, testing it, and they denied it for years until we uncovered it, 7, 8, 9 years ago. They tested and sprayed sailors and ships. They are capable of doing anything they need to do to upend this world. And here's the sad part of the whole thing. If we had a perfect world, a perfect planet, where everybody got along, that there were no wars, there were no problems, I am convinced that the elitists would create terrorism, would create wars just to keep the apple cart upended, just to keep the industrial military complex profitable. And that's the sad part of all this, because you just don't know anymore who to trust, who to go through. You know, you and I, if you and I were running countries and we got together and went out and got a drink and came back and settled everything, and, you know, we began building a great planet for each other, there's going to be somebody else out there that says, wait a minute, how do we get involved? How do we profit from this? So they have ended. Norrie and Jones have ended terrorism across the planet, so we better do it. And because of that, I don't think it'll ever end. It'll never end.
That's extremely poignant and central. There was a report, I think, 2 years ago out of a major British think tank. I forget the exact headline. I think it was like top geopolitical expert, governments want crises. And it was a big report with a bunch of experts breaking it down, proving cases where North Korea, China, the U.S., Russia, they all do it, Israel, Mexico, will stir up a crisis or make it worse so special interests can get no-bid contracts. I mean, it really comes down to just corrupt interests that don't even have an ideology. They just want power and control, are there doing everything they can to stir the pot. Look at George Soros trying to fund the stuff against the police. And obviously, there are bad cops and there is corruption. But those bad cops in Albuquerque just got charged, who clearly, I think, executed that guy. But at the same time, the attempt to scapegoat the police, the system knows, Soros knows, Congress has an 8% approval rating, 80-plus% don't trust the government in the Gallup poll. So if you can make it about the cops, and attack them, then you're not going to get any reform. But if you hype everybody up, Soros uses money to get people to try to, you know, create a good government, it would probably work. So it shows how spiders like him make their money out of crises and out of war economies like he did in World War II, doing what he did to his own people. So he's just repeating what he knows. You know, they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, George.
No, that's absolutely true. But the bottom line here, Alex, on this subject is you need to protect yourself. You need to protect your family. I happen to be a concealed weapons permit holder. Works well in Missouri, doesn't work for me at all in California. But you got to protect your family and do what you have to do. And that is something that you have been pounding away at for so many years. And, you know, the day's going to come, whether the power grid goes out, something we've been pushing as a campaign, something is going to happen way beyond the things that are happening right now. And people need to be ready for it, or there's going to be a calamity beyond anything you can imagine.
Now, I want to shift gears and talk about something that I know you're really an expert on. You've looked at every angle. I tune in 3 or 4 times a week when I'm staying up late, or I listen when 590 a.m. re-airs you at like 8 at night now, which is great because I usually go to bed about 10 or 11 and then get up at about 6 a.m. But when I do stay up later, I'm on a road trip, I listen, and or I listen to the podcast. But you've written Someone is Hiding Something with another great writer and researcher. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about criticalhealthnews.com, a really exciting site that you've launched. But before we go there, I want to move quickly through a bunch of different articles with you, George. Are you cool
sure.
to do that?
Let's do it.
My next point was this. You just magically brought up we should all be armed before I asked it. Newsmax, Europe's leading rabbi let Jews carry guns for protection. Well, yeah, they do in Israel. Why not let everybody in Europe carry a gun, and then you wouldn't see stuff like this, just like the head of Interpol said last year. Arm people, and you won't see these Kenya shopping mall shootings. So it does show some sanity is starting to come out.
It's starting. I mean, I have always said, look, the criminals or the element that wants to get you will get a gun. They will find the gun. So the average citizen, the good guy, the good woman, you know, she doesn't go to some clandestine person to buy a handgun. She'll go to a legitimate dealer. Give her the right. Give him the right to do that. Don't try to sequester them. Don't try to stop them from doing that. Everybody who is a law-abiding person who doesn't have mental illness should be able to get a gun in this country and on this planet.
I agree. CIA finds no wrongdoing in agency search of computers used by the Senate investigators. They violated the Fourth Amendment. They violated the branches of government. Now they've investigated themselves and say they did nothing. I mean, clearly, this is about blackmailing Congress. If they can get away with this, the sky's the limit.
They've gotten away with it. Not only with this, Alex, but so many other things. Let's go back to the JFK assassination. The CIA understood. They knew about it. They may have had some people as part of it. They tried to do in Fidel Castro. They have had their hands on everything. Look, we need a great intelligence service. We're a country, and there are other countries out there that hate us. We need to have great intelligence. But, man, don't turn yourselves on us. We're the good people, you know? Do what you got to do with the former KGB folks and stuff like that. But don't spy on Americans. Or do what you have to do to Congress, and it's despicable.
And it's totally illegal. This is what third world countries do. They end up having their intelligence service take over. And this is what Caesar
absolutely
did with his legions 2,040-something years ago. I mean, we know where this goes. Another story.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to simply round it up by saying that they have this feeling as if they're God. And that there's nothing that anyone can do to stop them.
That's what it comes down to in the final equation. Another story. What do you think's going on here with the purges of the military brass, the purges of the Navy SEALs and the Army Special Operations, the purges now of Secret Service people? That's really creepy as well.
That is creepy. You know, is there incompetence where some of these people need to be let go? Maybe. But I think there's a different agenda afoot here. I haven't put my finger on it yet. because they do seem to be ousting some pretty darn good people. And, you know, it takes years to train great Navy SEALs and a good Secret Service agent. There's something going on here. There's something afoot. It's like they need to get them out of the picture for some reason.
Well, Dan Bongino was the head guy on foreign detail, so he was, you know, really being promoted up towards the very top of the organization. He was already near the top. And he said, look, I can't violate my confidence. I've signed the agreements, but he said here repeatedly, he said, it's so incredible you wouldn't believe it. And well, we know from FBI agents that worked in the White House and others, the kind of stuff that was going on with Hillary. And, I mean, it's just these people, it is so scary. And then you see Petraeus, who, as a general, did some pretty good operations. I'm not defending these wars, but was a pretty good general. Had a lot of, I mean, I'm not endorsing him, but compared to a lot of people, because he had a girlfriend, they're looking at indicting him, and Holder, who ran Fast and Furious and did all this. How can Holder, with the IRS targeting Christians and veterans and all this, why is he still there? He was supposed to be gone 6 months ago. So there's clearly a purge going on.
Be careful what you tell your girlfriend in bed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they're going to indict a general over a girlfriend? I mean, this is insane.
I know it. I know it. And it's not like she ran to other countries with her trade secrets. Jeez. I mean, are you going to indict someone who tells his wife, somebody who's working for government and has signed a confidentiality and a non-disclosure and everything else? Do you get a top secret clearance? Are you going to tell your wife and then you're going to indict the guy for doing that? It's the same thing.
Meanwhile, well, I could just rant about it all day. Let's talk about your new book, Something or Someone is Hiding Something. And folks can also go to see your TV show at beyondbelief.com, coasttocoastam.com. Let's talk about Someone is Hiding Something, the new book.
This is exciting, Alex. So Richard Belzer, who played Munch in Law & Order, you know him quite well. He, of course, is... written books on JFK. Our co-author is David Wayne, who's just amazing. They were working on this book, the Malaysian Airline 370 flight that disappeared on March 8th of last year. And they came to me and said, look, we're looking for someone to write additional chapters of things that may have happened. We've got our ideas, and here they are. Can you add a few? And I went, yeah, okay. So they brought me in as a third partner in the book, Someone is Hiding Something, which comes out in a month. It's available right now on Amazon.com. They're taking pre-orders. It's amazing how they discount that. But it's just an amazing story of how this huge Boeing 777 with hundreds of people on board just disappeared.
And then now we've had two other disasters. The one over Ukraine and the other plane coming out of there missing. In your gut, what do you think's going on? Or talk about some of the theories that are in the book.
Well, some of the theories are the standard ones. Pilot suicide, hijacking. And again, I'm not going to say this is the one or this isn't. But
Diego Garcia, a lot of folks think it was diverted there.
Diego Garcia, shot down by governments. A UFO gobbled them up, as preposterous as that may sound, going through a portal, a time warp. So there's a lot of different, a brand new weapon that was tested and hit that plane. There's a lot of different scenarios. What is fascinating about this story is look how fast they found the Asia flight, the Air Asia flight. They just found the fuselage yesterday with sadly bodies inside. They're going to try to raise that. They can't find this thing, which flew for hours all over that area, hundreds and hundreds of miles. It's an amazingly bizarre story. So we put it all together, and Someone is Hiding Something. And that quote, by the way, came from former government officials in Indonesia and Malaysia. They're the ones who said that. They're baffled by this. Everybody's baffled by it.
Well, then the similar plane, same make and model, gets shot down over Ukraine.
That was a sister plane. It was made during the same time. That's bizarre. You know, I say there are no coincidences. That went down, and then this one sadly goes down. But, I'm very curious when they really analyze the cockpit recorders, the black boxes, what they may pick up. But can you imagine, both of us being in radio, listening to audio, I would love in a non-sadistic way, to hear those two, the pilot and the co-pilot,
sure,
on tape, what they're saying while this is going down.
Well, it's wild what's happening. Speaking of that, we're about to go to break, and I've got a few final points I want to get into you with George Norrie here today. But what else is on your radar, speaking of aviation? What else right now is something you're watching?
Well, we're just watching everything unfold. We're watching things going on in space. We're watching world events that affect all of us. And what you said was absolutely right, Alex. I've tweaked the show since I came in. You know, Coast to Coast was the just paranormal show years ago. And we have added, now we're up to 600 affiliates from 440. But the programming, we still do the fun stuff and the entertaining stuff. And the paranormal stuff. Believe me, that's a staple of the program. But we are now doing Alex Jones investigation-type radio because these events affect all of us. And for us not to would be irresponsible. The program's too big not to look at that.
Sure. But I tell you, when I'm driving through the mountains at midnight in Colorado, and you guys have got guests on about vampire stories and vampire hitchhikers, I'm looking back over my shoulder.
I love those. I love my Friday nights for those weird stories.
Oh, yeah, and the shadow rodents. You know, I think actually shadow rodents may be real. George Soros kind of resembles a shadow rodent. I'm sorry. Hillary, actually. I don't want to steal the title. Hillary's the shadow rodent. George Norrie's our guest, coasttocoastam.com. Our site's Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He's been an amazing friend of this show, undoubtedly helped launch us to the next level. We really owe George as well for promoting freedom. Stay with us.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Bye. final segment, InfoWars Nightly News, back tonight, 7 o'clock Central. George, midnight Central, 10 p.m. Pacific, will be hosting his worldwide transmission. Briefly, we're running it through tonight. It was supposed to end today. We're going to run it for one more day because it hasn't been taken down yet. 48% off three of our best-selling products, the Oxy Powder, the Secret 12, vitamin B12, that's the strongest, powerful, you know, most absorbable out there from our research, really will knock your socks off. And, of course, Super Male or Super Female Vitality, 48% off those three products when you get them together. We've never done a sale this big, InfoWarsLife.com. And there's some other sales as well on X2, Nation Iodine, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, and so many other great products on the InfoWarsLife.com. Family and your purchase is what funds this independent, truly independent media operation. Up on InfoWars.com, Muslim puts free speech to the test, jokes about Holocaust 9/11, and is now the target of a police investigation in Canada. Well, again, even though it's distasteful, he shouldn't be investigated. But that's where all this political correctness is going. But it doesn't mean that I then can't criticize you. That's the difference. That's just some of the news up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. George, all the black boxes in the cars that you talked about 15 years ago, it's now in the news. I know you've been following it, that they're going to start taxing us by the mile if they have their way while they drive down the gas prices. What do you think the low gas prices are really for with the OPEC cartel? And then tell me about criticalhealthnews.com. I just love that website.
Sure thing. Well, there's no question. I think this is a covert operation with the oil prices to crush Vladimir Putin and Russia. Originally, I thought it was just the Saudi scheme to get the frackers out, but I don't think so. I think this was concocted by some of the same people who worked during the Reagan administration to crush the Soviet Union and break them up without a bullet being fired. And I think they're trying to do the same thing to Putin. The problem is Putin is a little more dangerous than Gorbachev was at the time. So you got to be careful there. With criticalhealthnews.com, we took something out of your playbook, Alex. I love the way that you are concerned about health. Without health, without taking care of yourself and the people you care about, nothing means anything. Your job, your career, how much money you make, nothing means anything if you're not healthy. And so we, in partnership with criticalhealthnews.com, are working with them in getting to people really what we believe to be the best things they can do for their body. So it's criticalhealthnews.com. I'm very proud of these people, and I've lent my name and endorsement to what they do.
Well, I know you launched the site about 6 months ago as a beta, but the redesign is amazing. The audios, the videos, all the information up there. I've learned a lot. criticalhealthnews.com. We'll tweet that out as well to the listeners, because I agree. I started getting more and more into health. I mean, you've always been pretty healthy. I've got to know you, you know, hanging out more than 10 years ago. I got really fat because all I did was, you know, just sit around and do the show. I decided to let myself go to hell. And I realized, wait a minute, I've got to get in shape to go long term. And that's the one area we can all really make some changes is drink purified water, don't eat GMO, exercise, take the proper nutrients, the proper nutraceuticals. And I've lost 50-something pounds. It's changed my life, and I'm still getting better. And so that's what's so exciting about it. I mean, I know you're already into health, and you've got all these experts at your fingertips, and that's why I love criticalhealthnews.com. George Norrie, closing comments.
Well, I can't believe you've been with me with almost 10 years now, Alex.
George, it's longer than that. I've been coming on since 2003, so that's 11, 12 years.
11, 12 years. And that I've been duped by a guy named Bill Hicks. I just can't believe it.
Yeah. Did you see the silly video I did where I retired?
I love it. I love it. You did a great job. And your British accent is superb. You should be an actor, too. You know that.
Well, I am an actor. I'm the actor that plays Bill Hicks.
It was a great job. Look, you keep doing what you're doing. Stay safe. America needs you, Alex. And love your audience. They're great people, dedicated patriots. If I could go out and have a beer with all of them,
it'd be awesome. Back at you, George Norrie. You're a class act. Great job, crew. See you back tomorrow at Nightly News 7.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser Oxy Powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of Super Female or Super Male Vitality, now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.